It Had to Be You. A light-hearted romantic story of two young people who meet in New York while planning their respective weddings, but fall in love instead. Music by Louis Bakalov, written and directed by Stephen Feder, produced by Neil Kaplan and Stephen Feder.
It had to be you. It had to be you.
Natasha Henstridge plays Anna Penn. Michael Vartan plays Charlie Hudson. Michael Rispoli plays Henry. And Olivia Dabo plays Tracy. Voiced by Martin Loughlin on behalf of MCS Agency. A serene beachside view of the Hamptons, the country retreat for the rich and famous of New York. Through the French windows of a beautiful house by the shore, an expansive swimming pool, and a handsome young man sitting at an ultra-modern desk. Charlie, an aspiring writer, is barefoot, dressed in slacks and a t-shirt. His hands lie idly on the keyboard of a typewriter as he shakes his head at the frustration of writer's block. A trendy girl in a short skirt slinks in, then hugs and kisses his neck. She presents him with a typed schedule of errands. He looks slightly annoyed.
But they wouldn't do for nobody.
Hey, we're finalizing our wedding plans, and you want me to go alone?
There's just a few minor details left.
A few minor details?
The reservations are at the plaza. All you have to do is follow the schedule I've laid out, answer yes or no, gold or silver, jazz or big band, and you're done.
Why can't we do this next weekend?
Charlie, please. I'll owe you big time.
Uh-huh. Yes, you will.
Thanks. I know once you start to write, your book is going to be great.
Well, at the rate I'm going, it's going to be a great pamphlet.
I have to go back.
She trots off completely self-absorbed.
It had to be you.
Charlie arrives at the Plaza Hotel on Fifth Avenue, New York. Inside the rich and opulent lobby, Charlie approaches the reception desk.
Hi, I'm checking in. Charlie Hudson.
What about this?
I have you in room 417 with a park view.
Front?
A pretty girl appears beside him. They smile politely.
Interior reservation for Anna Penn.
Welcome to the Plaza Hotel, Miss Penn. Okay, I've got your room right here. Please take Miss Penn to room 517.
Sure.
Great.
Enjoy your stay.
The bellboys take their luggage. Charlie's and Anna's eyes meet again as they take the lift. They smile shyly.
Right this way, sir. Sir, this is your floor.
Enjoy your stay.
Thank you, you too.
In his room, Charlie tips the bellboy.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Hudson.
It's Charlie.
Well, thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Anna looks out at Central Park and the beautiful tavern.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it is beautiful.
You know, the steps there by the fountain? They kind of remind me of those famous steps in Rome.
The Spanish steps.
Right. You ever been to Europe?
No, but I've always wanted to go.
Well, this weekend, take a walk in the park, have a glass of wine by the fountain, and I guarantee you feel like you're in Europe.
Thank you. I might just do that.
She tips the bellboy.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
Charlie phones his ex-police partner and best friend, Henry.
Yeah.
Henry.
Hey, Charlie. You guys making it okay?
Yeah, but it's just me.
Yeah, where's the general?
She went to London.
Drug smuggling?
No, publishing.
That's too bad. I could have locked her up for a while.
Very funny. Hey, you want to meet me for dinner? Oak Room, 8:30.
The Oak Room? I hope you brought steak money.
I've got steak money. Actually, I have Claire's credit card.
I'll be there. I'll see you at 8:30.
All right, man. Bye.
Henry is unkempt and scruffy, and later that night, he enters the plaza looking the same.
I get you something.
Yeah, Rolling Rock, please.
Rolling Rock, come right up.
Charlie is in the sophisticated bar.
Good to see you, buddy.
Hey. It's good to see you, too. Ah. You looking good?
Yeah, all you gotta do is smoke, drink, and eat everything the doctors say will kill you, and you can look this good, too.
What will you be having, sir?
I'll have what he's having and a bourbon chaser.
All right. Well, it's good to see you let up on the hard stuff.
Hey, this is the first drink I've had since I got out of the cab.
So, what are we drinking to?
To you getting married and not me. Cheers.
Henry downs his bourbon in one.
Bartender, you gave me an empty glass.
Sorry, it won't happen again.
Let me tell you something, Charlie. I may not like Claire, but I do believe in the idea of marriage.
You do?
Absolutely. And if ever I meet a girl who drinks bourbon and shaves, I'll marry her in a minute.
You know, I can recall seeing you with a few women that needed a shave.
Yeah, but they didn't drink.
Which reminds me, did you go last week?
Yep.
It's a start. I'm proud of you. So how'd it go?
Great. I stood up, said hello. My name is Henry. I'm an alcoholic. Told my story, and then I sat down.
Yeah, what was it like?
Well, the story I told was a hell of a lot more interesting than my life.
No, you didn't.
Couldn't resist. They ate it up.
Then what happened?
Nothing. We all went out for a drink.
You're the devil.
I know.
Anna enters in a chic dress.
Oh, man, look at this beauty.
Charlie turns around, and Anna smiles broadly at him from across the bar.
Table for one, please. Yes, thank you.
Henry is curious about the way Charlie stares at her.
What's that about?
We took the elevator up together.
That's it? That's the big juice?
What do you want me to say? Okay, she's a spy, and we're both planning on making love before we're assassinated by the CIA.
Works for me.
Gentlemen, your table is ready.
The maitre d' makes a point of offering the scruffy Henry a jacket. He tries it on, and it is far too large.
Nice.
They are led into the sumptuous dining room, where they both stare at Anna, who is at the next table.
Can I get you gentlemen anything to start?
Just keep this stuff coming.
Pretty good. And for the other gentleman?
He'll have the blonde.
I'm afraid I can only offer you dishes from the kitchen.
Very funny guy.
Yeah, I'll just have another beer, please.
And we'll split a shrimp cocktail. He's buying.
Pretty good.
You know, if I was lucky, she'd really turn out to be a spy, and you'd get shot while making love to her, and then I'd write the story.
You?
Yeah, I bet you I could write that romantic thriller crap just as good as the next guy.
Tell you what, forget about her. I'll shoot myself, and you can write my tragic biography.
Yeah, you think it would sell? Okay. Okay, let's see. Shrimp cocktail, porterhouse, cheesecake. Hey, I'm already breaking 100.
Here's your key. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
After dinner, Charlie and Henry say goodbye in the lobby.
Sorry, I can't help you out tomorrow, pal.
I understand. Someone's got to protect us civilians.
Yeah. I miss having you out there, partner.
Yeah, well, that was another life.
You were the best out there, Charlie.
We both know what happened that day, Henry.
Yes, you risked your life, you did your job, that's what happened.
Charlie looks upset.
Okay, I'll drop it. You know me, if I'm not drinking, I'm talking.
Night, partner.
The men hug warmly.
Hey, look, we're still on for cha-chas on Sunday?
Yeah, cha-chas, Sunday.
All right, good. Hey, Charlie. I keep a warm cup of coffee and an extra donut for you. Just in case.
Charlie nods appreciatively, then heads for the lift. As the doors close, Anna runs up and he pushes the open button.
Oh, can you hold that for me, please? Thank you.
Hi.
They seem embarrassed.
You need to take your finger off the door open button. Oh.
Sorry.
Mind pressing 5? Thank you.
They stand there smiling inanely.
So, did you have a nice dinner?
Yeah, it was great, thanks. How was yours?
Great. It was great. I recommend the Washington salmon.
I'll remember that.
You know, Washington's our 20th largest state.
Really?
Average rainfall of 32 inches.
Ranked 23rd in suicides. Most people think it's first because of all the rain, but it's not.
He looks lost for words.
Okay, well, good night.
Good night.
As he leaves the lift, she curses herself for babbling. Later, Charlie is sleeping, but is awoken with water dripping through the ceiling onto his bed. He phones reception.
Front desk, this is Julia. How can I help you, Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, can you tell me what's above my room?
Above? That would be room 517. Why?
Yeah, well, there's a leak coming from up there. You better send someone. I'm gonna need a rowboat.
I'll send someone immediately, sir.
Charlie dresses and goes upstairs, where he finds the janitor and serviceman dressed in waders.
Oh, is this your room?
No, I'm in the room below.
Oh, I've been banging on the door here, you know?
Hi. I'm so sorry. I fell asleep in the tub. The water's all over the place.
Oh, well, that's all right. It's all right. It's happened before.
Really?
Excuse me.
Anna is in her bathrobe. The repairmen enter her room, and the door closes on her.
In the bedroom too?
Yeah.
So are you in, you're on this floor now?
No, actually I'm right below you.
Oh no. Did the water come down in your room?
It was just a trickle. I mean, I was a little concerned, so I called the front desk.
I'm so embarrassed. I never, ever sleep in the tub. It's just that I was listening to Sinatra and I just dozed right off.
You like Sinatra?
Oh, I love Frank.
Yeah, me too. I have a bunch of his albums.
He has 21 gold, 2 platinum, and 1 multi-platinum.
He looks taken aback.
Really?
Yeah.
You really do love Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're cleaning up the water. I got a heater set up in there.
Thank you so much.
No problem. My pleasure. Well, let's go down and check out your room, okay?
Yeah, okay, right.
Well... Good night.
I'm Charlie.
Anna.
Good night, Anna.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Next morning, Anna is in the Bergdorf store on Madison Avenue when Charlie walks in.
Mr. Hudson?
Charlie.
I'm Madeline.
Charlie?
Anna.
Madeline looks suspicious.
Well, ain't this something? You two date in high school?
No, I flooded his room last night.
Really?
Did the heaters work?
I felt like a piece of toast by this morning. Did the bed dry?
Yeah, I sort of slept sideways. So you're getting married?
I am, and you are too.
Yeah.
You two want to look at towels or go right to bed linens?
Towels sound like a good place to start. Do you prefer to register alone, by the way?
Oh, no. The towels are great. You can never have enough towels.
So, you like? Good. What color?
I like white.
Charlie, what about you?
Well, actually, I'm kind of partial to white, too.
Really? Why doesn't that surprise me?
My mother always said that that white was the easiest to keep clean because it was the easiest to see getting dirty.
Cute. You remember laundry anecdotes. Now, for your first year of marriage, you'll be spending a lot of time in the bedroom. So, you want your sheets to feel great and look like they are begging you to be made love on.
So where do you spend your time after the first year?
Your lawyer's office. Look, when it's all said and done, marriage is the one institution that has lasted since the beginning of time. Well, marriage and prostitution. I'm sure that's just an ironic coincidence. So, I recommend that we go with the Egyptian cotton.
Hey, did you know that the United States produces 1/5 of all the cotton grown in the world?
No, I didn't.
In the China section, we contemplate. In the house with section, we just list the most expensive one when we can't decide, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Please. 57% of the couples that come in here that I register end up lasting. Pretty good, huh?
Silverware.
There are over 60 different designs you can select from. You want to take a minute and look these over? I'm going to go take a powder. Coffee. And I'll be back in a few minutes.
They are shell-shocked and even more nonplussed by Madeline's behavior. The massive wall of cutlery is scary.
I never knew there were this many designs.
I have my grandmother's silver.
Oh, so it's just me who has to decide.
No, my fiancé doesn't like it.
Why?
Because it's old and, you know, she likes new.
I think some things get better with time.
You know, when I was a little kid, every Sunday night we'd have this family dinner, and what I really loved was watching my grandmother take every little piece and polish it and clean it and then put it back in a little wooden box she kept everything in.
Anna softens at the romantic story.
It's not my place to say, but I'd say you have no need for new silverware.
Yeah, I guess not.
Madeline returns.
I'd never make it as a pioneer. So, how we doing?
Well, actually, it's all a little overwhelming.
Yes, very.
Hey, nobody ever said this was going to be fun.
I think maybe, you know, Anna and I could use a lunch break.
Definitely. A lunch break would be great.
Lunch? Absolutely. Hey, I'd love to join you two. Unfortunately, I'm on strict Jenny Craig, so I brown bagged it. So, what do you say we meet in 1 hour? Is that good?
Great.
1 hour, great. We'll see you in an hour.
The couple escape for a stroll in the park by the tavern.
See you then.
So, who are you marrying, Charlie?
Clara Parker, November 22nd.
Oh, you're getting married a week after me.
Oh, well, you'll have to call me and tell me what married life's like.
Okay, deal.
Who are you marrying?
I'm marrying David Allen. He's an advertising executive.
Executive? So where is David on this most auspicious occasion?
He actually got stuck in Paris closing a deal on a new client, an airline. How about Claire?
She's in London with Edward Rogers.
Edward Rogers, the writer?
Yeah, she's an editor.
Wow, she must be good. He's such a great writer.
Yeah, she's very good at what she does.
What about you? What do you do?
I'm a writer.
Great. What name do you write under?
Charlie Hudson.
That's a great name.
When I write a book, I'll put it on the cover.
Are you writing a book now?
Yeah.
What's it about? How long is it?
Well, I'm on page 6, and right now it's about 6 pages long.
So you just got started?
No, I've actually been writing it for about 6 months.
Sorry.
Oh, nice. Very, very nice.
I'm sorry.
You know, I have friends who laugh at me. I don't need to reach out to strangers for this.
I always thought I'd get married here.
What made you change your mind?
David. He thinks it's for tourists, but I think it's romantic.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, how'd you like to be the guy who changes the bulbs? Must be thousands of them.
Actually, 500,000.
Please, don't tell me that you counted them all.
Oh, silly. I read that. Who do you think I am, Rain Man?
They return to the store.
I just hope you'll think of me on your next wedding.
Excuse me?
Just joking. A little bridal registry humor. Oh, thank you, Gail. If you need anything else, just call me. I'll be here, waiting for Mr. Wright to walk through the door.
Uh-huh. Looks like we got rain.
You know Central Park reported 120.7 rain days last year?
No, I didn't.
Now you do?
Hey, have a great wedding.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
And, good luck with your book. I'm so sorry about laughing.
It's okay. You have a nice laugh.
I've always thought my teeth showed too much when I laugh.
You have nice teeth.
34. That's 2 more than average.
That's a plus.
Well, I better go, so...
Yeah, me too.
Bye.
Bye.
They part awkwardly. Charlie goes to find a cheap jewelry shop.
Ricky Valentino at your service.
Charlie Hudson.
Hudson? You don't remember me?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
You arrested me in the Gershwin robbery.
The jewelry store in Waverly?
That's the one.
You know, that was a pretty impressive attempt. You almost pulled that off.
Thank you.
So, how did you get this job?
It's my cousin's shop. I'm watching it while he's away.
So, when's he coming back?
8 to 10 years. So, what can I do you for?
Well, I'm looking for some wedding gifts for groomsmen. Well,
who's the sucker who's getting married?
Me.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. So what do you suggest?
I suggest you don't get married. But if you mind the scent, get him these here gold-plated cufflinks.
Gold-plated?
Believe me, no one can tell they ain't real gold.
They say gold-plated right here on the back.
I got an engraving gun. I'll just rub out the word plated.
You have anything else?
Pens. Everybody loves a pen. I could cut you a real good deal with these here pens.
Not bad. How much?
For you, $10.
That's all? What, do they work?
I guaranteed them. And if I ain't around, just remember that, just $10. Besides, once this wedding is over, you're never gonna see these guys anymore anyway.
What makes you say that?
Look, all I know is that every guy I know who ever got married ended up never finding the time to do the stuff he liked to do before he got married.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know, stuff. Playing poker, shooting pool, going to the track, picking up birds, you know, stuff.
Can you wrap the pens?
Absolutely. I can wrap them up for you in a few hours. You want to leave a deposit?
No.
Meanwhile, Anna goes browsing in an upmarket Bulgari jewelry store. A snooty sales assistant looks her up and down, assessing her before approaching.
Hello.
Hi.
May I help you?
Sure. I'm looking for a maid of honor gift.
Who's getting married?
I am.
Is it your first?
Yes.
How nice. Let me see. Perhaps that display case over there?
She leads Anna to a cheaper range.
No. First marriage. How close are you to her?
Oh, Tracy, I've known her my whole life. When we were little girls.
A long time. How about this beautiful pair of earrings?
Anna looks closely.
Those are beautiful. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How much are those?
$4,000.
It's a bit steep.
I see. Perhaps a keychain.
Anna ignores the insult and spots a necklace.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That's a nice choice.
Tracy would love that.
$1,700.
Anna dismisses the girl's sarcasm with a firm smile.
I'll take it.
Fine.
Well, let me show you. Thanks.
Francesca? This will need to be wrapped up.
The girl tauntingly wafts the necklace in front of Anna's nose, then whips it away and rudely demands payment with an outstretched hand.
Run the card. So how'd you hook him? Pardon the expression.
We met at an auction.
How much you go for?
It was an art auction.
Of course.
The credit card and necklace are handed back to Anna.
Here you go. Thank you for shopping at Bulgari, and good luck.
Anna defiantly refuses the gift bag and leaves to visit Tracy in her downtown hair salon.
Hey! How'd it go today?
I'm starting to contemplate eloping.
Oh, no, that bad?
I think a prerequisite for anyone in the wedding business is to hate the concept of marriage.
Hey, listen, you know what? I think we'll have to take a rain check on dinner. I had a little technical malfunction.
What happened?
Mrs. Goldberg came in for her usual color today, right? You know, and she could unplug the timer. So I'm like sitting there for the next hour and a half, wondering why the damn buzzer never went off.
What happened to Mrs. Goldberg?
The old lady is unconscious under the dryer.
She won't need her roots done for about 10 years. She's got frosted brain cells.
Oh, my God.
No, Mrs. Chavez, it's okay. It's just, trust me, mirame. Sabia, no problemo. So these guys, they were real jerks, huh?
Yeah. Everyone except for Charlie.
Excuse me? Who's Charlie?
Oh, he's getting married about the same time as me, so we shop together.
Really? And what does Charlie look like?
Well, he's kind of cute.
Ooh, cute means hot.
Cute means cute. He's a nice person. At least he seems to be.
And so?
And so what? We went shopping together. What do you think happened? Don't answer that.
God, girl, you are getting married. He's getting married. I mean, what's the danger? Have a little fun on the 11th hour.
You are so bad.
What? I gotta go. Hey, we still on for tomorrow?
Yeah, we're still on.
Back at the Plaza Hotel, Charlie receives a message from Claire.
Oh, Mr. Hudson, I have a fax for you, sir.
Thank you.
Anna enters the lobby as he reads.
Charlie, I hope the arrangements are going well. Sorry I missed your call. Edward Rogers has been giving me a full tour of London.
Hi. How'd you make out with the rest of your day?
Oh, I'm exhausted. I'm gonna go up, get some dinner, take a hot bath and hit the hay.
A bath?
I promise I won't play Frank this time.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, Anna? You know, I was just wondering, well, since we both have to eat, if maybe, you know, you wanted to join me for dinner. I mean here in the hotel.
I think I'm just gonna get something sent up, actually.
Oh, sure. Okay. Maybe some other time.
Thanks, Charlie.
Good night.
Anna phones home.
You have one new message.
Hi, Anna, it's David. I guess you're at dinner. Everything's going well here in Paris. It's just really late and I'm gonna get some sleep. I hope to be home by Monday, and hope the wedding plans are going well. Good night. Oh, and I love you.
Oh. And I love you too.
She looks disgruntled and fed up. Then a short while later, she appears in the dining room dressed immaculately, and she approaches Charlie's table.
Is the invitation still open?
Yeah, please, sit down.
Enjoy your meal.
Thanks.
What made you change your mind?
I figured the bath idea was too risky, so...
The waiter adds a place setting for her at the table.
Thank you.
She looks around the room.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful. Can I pour you some wine?
Yeah, please. A toast to our weddings. And to your book, Charlie.
It's my book if I ever finish it.
Okay, cheers.
They drink the wine.
Good?
Very good. So, Charlie, how did you know that Claire was the one?
Well, I've known Claire for 5 years. And when we first met, I was just entering the academy. She had this energy, this ambition. It was infectious.
Sometimes I feel that with David. He's also very ambitious. I mean, he thrives on the challenge of getting a new client. And for me, it's always been the joy I receive from my students.
You're a teacher?
Mm-hmm. I teach fourth grade. What?
Well, that explains why you've been filling me in on all these unusual statistics.
Have I been doing that a lot?
Yes.
Oh. When you're around kids all the time, I mean, they ask every question imaginable. After a while, you tend to know more information than necessary. David doesn't always understand how important it is to me. I guess compared to his career, it must seem pretty trivial, you know? I mean, he gets an airline, and I teach kids how many cows are left on the farm after you subtract the sheep.
You know, I always thought that it was unfair that the sheep were always the ones being subtracted.
It's not easy being a sheep.
Apparently. And the two trains that leave the station in opposite directions?
They arrive at their destinations at the same time.
So what you're saying, basically, is that this is all designed to torment 9-year-olds.
It's a plot.
Come on now, just one little kiss, just a little one right there on the cheek. Come on, I've been asking for all night over here.
Henry is downtown in Barney's bar, hitting on a brunette. Unimpressed, she slinks away.
You're breaking my heart.
Barney brings the bourbon.
Good night, Miss Wright.
About 1,000 tonight, huh, Henry?
I was born 100 years too late.
Nah, 500 years too late.
Whatever it was when men ruled and women listened.
I don't believe there ever was a time like that, Henry.
You're a good friend, Ronnie. Now go away.
Tracy enters and leans on the bar next to Harry.
Hello there. And what can I get you, miss?
Drunk.
Okay. What's your poison?
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
Put that on my tab, Ronnie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Henry moves next to her when the drink is poured.
You mind?
You earned it.
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Listen, I gotta warn you, I'm way past the wooing stage.
Wooing? Who said anything about wooing? I was thinking more about sweeping you off your feet.
I'm already off my feet.
See how good I am?
Yeah.
Back at the plaza.
Just some strawberries, please.
Strawberries? I thought you said we were gonna go for it.
All right, I'll walk on the wild side. Slip a little cheesecake under those strawberries.
Now you're talking. Cheesecake it is. Very good choice.
They study the dessert trolley like kids in a sweet shop.
And then there's the fruit tart. I don't know.
Anna's dessert arrives.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
She tastes the cheesecake and purrs with ecstasy.
Mmm.
Good?
Better than sex.
Really?
I can't believe I just said that.
Probably having sex with the wrong guy. I mean, the cheesecake is good, but...
Charlie!
What? You started it.
Behave yourself.
Mmm.
Back at Barney's, Henry is sitting really close to Tracy and getting on well.
Henry! What do you do that affords you the luxury of fine bourbon?
What I do doesn't afford fine bourbon.
How do you pay your bar tab?
I don't.
And just how do you get away with that?
I'm a cop.
I didn't know they let cops drink for free.
They don't, but I'm kind of a good luck charm around here. I've been coming here for 10 years, and in 10 years, they've only been robbed 5 times.
They've been robbed 5 times, and for that, they let you drink for free?
That was the only 5 nights I wasn't drinking here.
Charlie and Anna take a stroll.
So, Charlie, you quit being a cop so you could write?
No. I left for another reason, but I wanted to write.
What was the other reason?
Well, I started out in the robbery division, but my last few years on the force, I was a negotiator.
Negotiator?
I spent a lot of time on ledges, talking people in.
In Central Park, they sit on a bench by the lake, and she watches him intently.
One night, Henry and I, we took a jumper call. And she was just a kid. I talked to her all night, but she wanted out.
I'm sure you did all you could.
No, no. All I could would have brought her in. The review board was satisfied that I did it right, but I wasn't. So I left. You know, and I thought that maybe writing about it, you know, I'd figure things out. They say that if you write about events in your life that you can't control, it helps to make them bearable.
I hope it does, Charlie.
Yeah, me too.
So now I'm her maid of honor, right? But no matter how hard I try, I can't be happy for her.
Well, that's something else we got in common besides the bourbon, because my best friend's getting married too, and I don't like his choice one bit.
So what do we do?
I don't know what you can do, but I can shoot it.
Back in the park.
I had a great time tonight, Charlie.
Yeah, me too.
It's been a long time since I had dinner with a man other than David. That's why I turned it down at first. It just felt weird. I just didn't know if it was right.
They sit together, tongue-tied and nervous.
getting kind of late. We should go.
Yeah.
So what's on your agenda for tomorrow?
I'm listening to bands.
We still haven't picked our band yet, actually.
Oh, well, you're welcome to come and listen to them with me and see if there's any you like.
Okay.
I promised my friend Richie that I'd give his cousin a chance, so.
Sounds like fun.
In Barney's, Henry chooses a song on the jukebox and motions Tracy to dance with him. She stands in front of him and places his hands on her hips, then wraps her arms around his neck. They dance closely.
Well, Henry, we're at that weird hour.
Yep. I'm weird. So, where are we going?
I should get some sleep.
He suggestively raises his eyebrows.
No, Henry, you don't really think that we should go home together now, do you?
I don't know. Do I?
No. Because you know that I'm a lady. And you're a lamb.
He looks quizzical, but nods.
I'm a lamb.
You're a lamb.
They break into a silly grin, relaxing in the comfort of mutual respect.
Okay.
They stare longingly into each other's eyes. He kisses her on the forehead, then picks up her coat and places it lovingly around her shoulders. He leads her gently to the door, leaving Barney standing at the bar, bewildered.
The city ain't safe at night.
It is now.
Barney remains smiling ruefully at his oldest customer's unusually romantic behavior. In his room, Charlie is turning restlessly in bed. Unable to sleep, he rises, and going to the desk, he takes a seat at the typewriter. He starts typing, as if finally driven to write. Upstairs, Anna is also unable to sleep and is curled up on her windowsill, moodily struggling with her thoughts. The next day, Charlie and Anna go looking for bands and fall into a tacky disco bar.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Bobby Love.
I'm Charlie, Richie's friend. This is Anna.
Yeah, Richie's friend. Where's the kid?
The kid?
The bar mitzvah boy.
No, there must be a misunderstanding. It's for a wedding.
Hey, look, don't worry about it. They play the same music at weddings. So, this must be the lucky lady. Nice.
Actually, we're just friends.
She's getting married, too, so I thought she could listen in.
Hey, no problem. Look, you guys picked the same band, I'll give you a discount. What do you say?
No, actually, I'm helping him today.
Nonsense. Look, you come back to the Love Lounge. I'll hook you guys up real good, all right? Come on back.
Ricky prepares them a showreel video.
All right, let's get started here, guys, with the best of Bobby Love's Love Lounge collection. Let's go.
Some awful youths in 50s suits.
Hey, these guys are good, right?
They've got quite a stage presence.
Hey, your friend has a good eye for music. That's real polyester, you know.
That's okay. Do you have any other bands?
Absolutely.
You'll be a part of me.
All right, now this guy can get you a good deal on it. He used to be a dentist. Look at those teeth, huh? He puts his patients out without anesthesia.
You have anybody, you know, who plays, like, the popular hits?
This was popular.
I think what he's trying to say is, like, something more top 40.
Hey, in 1940, this was top 40. Let me fast forward here.
A gaudy punk band. A gyrating soul singer.
You stole my doll.
Each act more comical than the last.
There she is. Brendan Bodacious Tatas.
She's lovely.
Don't encourage him.
Now here's another way to go. These guys never took a lesson. They just picked it up on their own.
Wow, they're good.
And I'll give you guys a copy of their 8-track to take with you. Hey, just make sure to tell Richie I took good care of you.
Don't worry, I'm gonna take good care of Richie.
Out on the street,
next time I see Richie, I'm gonna shoot him.
Hey, it could have been worse. You could have recommended the caterer.
Oh, yeah, Claire would love that. I can just see all her Southampton socialites eating hot dogs and ice cream bars.
Hey, I don't like hot dogs and ice cream bars.
Well, Richie will take really good care of you then. Sorry, I didn't mean to waste your morning.
You didn't, really. It was fun. Besides, I missed out on that whole disco scene, so.
I didn't. To this day, just the sight of polyester sends me into a seizure.
I'll make sure I'll let you know if I see any coming our way.
Usually by the time you spot polyester, it's a little too late.
Help the homeless. Street news. Street news. Help the homeless.
Charlie
street
stops news. And help stares the at the down-and-out paper vendor.
Street news. Help the homeless.
Mickey?
Charlie.
Mickey, what the hell are you doing?
Cynthia cleaned me out. She called the IRS on me. And that was that. So, what's new with you?
Well, I'm getting married. That was something.
Mickey runs off thoroughly amused, but leaving the couple distressed. They walk on through Manhattan.
I have to stop in this church for a minute. You want to come with me?
Going to confess?
No. Father Fitzpatrick's been my priest since childhood. He's performing the ceremony. I just want to say hello.
Sure.
They enter the church. Father Fitzpatrick is a genial, very mature-looking man. He has investments and standing by the altar.
Charlie! It's so good to see you. I was so glad to get the message that you might be coming by. It's been way too long. I've known him since he was just a little lad. He would sneak into the girls' locker room through the air vents and take photographs here. Sit.
He leads the couple to a pew and sits to face them.
Oh, look at the two of you. Such a beautiful couple. Now, let me just check on that date. November 22nd, right?
Yes, Father, but...
Yes. The 22nd. I haven't been performing as many ceremonies as I used to. Everybody lives with each other first these days, and then they decide not to get married.
Father, let me explain. We're not getting married.
No. Everyone gets the jitters.
You don't understand. We're practically strangers.
Well, we're all strangers at first, Charles. It takes a lifetime to really get to know someone. That's the beauty of marriage. Each day you discover another reason why you chose the one you love.
Charlie, may I? Father, we're marrying other people.
You've fallen for others during your engagement? Let me tell you a little story. A man walked for miles in the desert, having lost his way. Oh, no, that's the one for adultery. You two haven't slept together, have you?
No, Father.
So that one won't apply.
Father, this is Anna. We met by chance this weekend. Claire is my fiancée.
Really? I apologize for the sermon. You two just seem like a couple to me, so I assumed.
No. Anna and I are just friends.
Friends? I usually have much better instincts.
Well, Father, we don't want to keep you. Just wanted to see you, and it means a lot that you'll be performing the ceremony.
I wouldn't miss it. Huh. And it was a pleasure meeting you, Anna. We have 3 masses a day. Come visit us.
Thank you. I will.
Confession is at 7:30, Charles. But come early. There's quite a line.
Thank you, Father.
As they depart, he calls them back.
You know, time is something that nobody seems to want to take anymore. The heart that loves will stand the test of time. It has the strength to wait because it has no fear of time. It knows only that it loves and that it will do so forever. Now you too, take the time to enjoy. And I'll see you on the 22nd.
Thank you, Father.
They leave the church in somber mood, both of them shaken and unsure of their feelings. Anna looks very upset.
I gotta go, Charlie.
Yeah, me too.
I'll see you later.
See you later, Anna.
He ruefully watches her take a cab. She travels across town for lunch with her mum, Judith, where they're expecting David's mother to join them.
I don't like it when you call my fiancé a nut.
Darling, the man comes to my house for dinner. I come back from the bathroom. He's vacuuming the living room.
He's anal retentive, not nuts.
I don't know what the technical terms are, but by me, I know that there's something wrong.
He's getting better. People are not perfect.
Darling, you are about to make the biggest commitment of your life. I don't want to see you make the biggest mistake of your life.
David loves me.
Yeah? Yo, let me ask you something. When is the last time that he sent you flowers or bought you a Hallmark, huh?
He does other things instead.
Oh, I forgot. He dusts.
Cute.
Listen, sweetheart. Whatever problems he has now are only going to escalate later.
What makes you say that?
When I met your father, God rest his soul, he had this little habit of scratching his head. It was no big deal. He just did it when he got nervous. Well, we come home from the honeymoon, and you don't want to know what areas it spread to.
Mother, please.
When you were a little girl, you used to say that someday a knight on a white horse was going to sweep you away. And I used to tell you, settle for a guy in a white Cadillac. Well, I was wrong. Don't settle.
Mom, you're gonna have to trust that I know what's gonna make me happy.
Whatever you do, I'll be there for you.
Thanks, Mom.
Even if it tears my heart out.
Charlie enters Chacha's diner.
Hey, look who's here.
Hey, Jalu. Chacha.
Wong Pang. What? You forget about your old friend Chacha?
Nah, never. It's good to see you, Chacha.
Same here. Sit down. I'll get you in this bump some of Mama's tiramisu.
Charlie sits down with Henry.
Well, there he is, right on time.
I'm sorry.
I've had 6 double espressos, so don't let it throw you if I drop down into 1,100 push-ups.
I went to see Richie's cousin this morning, Bobby Love.
That maniac?
So you know what my morning's been like.
Enough said.
If it hadn't been for Anna, it
was... Anna? Who's Anna?
The spy, remember?
The one from the restaurant? You dog.
No, it's not like that. She's getting married too, and we met at Bergdorf's. We've just been shopping together. What?
You meet a beautiful woman on an elevator, you spend the weekend with her. I'm out hunting every night. I sleep with my cat.
Who's coming?
Behave yourself.
Oh, hello, darlings. Oh, I am so sorry I'm late. Oh, Anna, darling, you look great.
Thank you.
And it's good to see you too, Judith. Well, have I missed any nice girl talk?
No, Mrs. Allen.
Oh, call me Mom. If that's okay with you, Judith.
Of course. You could even pay for the wedding.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is hysterical.
May I take your order?
Why don't you go first?
Oh, thank you, dear. I would like the vegetarian salad, the vegetarian dressing, and the vegetarian soup with a glass of carrot juice.
And for you?
I'll have a hamburger. Rare. And a scotch.
The two mothers grimace.
Just some Pellegrino, please. You're not eating?
I'm not hungry.
Mrs. Allen produces a wet wipe and sanitizes her cutlery and plate. Judith can't hide her loathing for David's mother.
Well, there we are. You can't be too careful. Now, I'm just going to run to the little girl's room and I'll be right back. Daughter.
Judith purposefully handles the departing woman's cutlery and plate.
What are you doing? Infecting her.
So tell me, what's she like?
She's fun. You know, she's easy to talk to. She's smart. She's a teacher.
Oh, yeah? What grade?
Fourth.
Hey, you should ask her about the two trains.
I did. They arrive at the same time.
I know it.
Let me ask you something. Do you believe in love at first sight?
You mean the Cupid theory?
Cupid theory?
Yeah, that's what they call it. Let me ask you something. Why do you think Cupid uses an arrow? Not a feather or a cotton ball or the back of a soft bedroom slipper, but an arrow.
I don't know. It's metaphoric. An arrow gets your attention. It makes you feel something.
No. It's because an arrow blinds you or kills you.
So you don't believe in it?
Yeah, I do believe in it. I think you find love, and then the arrow pokes you in the eye and blinds you. Then you spend the rest of your life bumping into things, hoping to see again.
I'm starting to understand why women tend to avoid you.
Actually, men tend to avoid me, too.
You are not gonna make me wear this, are you?
It looked better on the mannequin.
Well, have her wear it down the aisle.
Just try the cream, okay?
Anna and Tracy are shopping for a bridesmaid's dress.
So you just met this guy and you think you're in love?
No, I'm telling you, he's not like any other guy I've ever met before.
Why, because he's never done time?
Oh my God, you're so funny. Let me ask you something. Do you believe in love at first sight?
I don't know. Just wonder how many love at first sights really last, you know? Really turn out to be true love?
Yeah, you know, every time I thought I found it, it turned into mush.
How many times have you thought you found it?
I don't know, like 10 or 11.
You're selective.
So you don't think that there's only one person in the world we're supposed to be with?
I think there's two. The first one takes all your money when she leaves you. Then a year later, you meet the second one, and since you got no money left for her to take, she just rips your heart out and then she leaves you. So what I'm saying is there's probably two out there.
You're a real happy guy.
You show me a happy guy, I'll show you a guy on Prozac.
Where do you get all this hostility from?
Talk radio. What's with all the Cupid questions?
Nothing, just something to talk about.
The girls are at Tracy's home.
You can't ignore this.
Ignore what?
Listen, this is important.
So is this.
You really like this guy. I can see it in your eyes.
In 9 months, I'm marrying David Allen, whom I love and adore.
Well, you respect and appreciate, you don't love him.
How can you say that?
Listen, kid, I've known you nearly all my life. You know, and I couldn't live with myself if I wasn't honest with you. Do you know that for the past 2 years, I haven't seen you laugh as much as you have today? You know, he may be a great guy, but I'm your best friend. And you know what? Maybe there is such a thing as love at first sight.
But you gotta have your eyes open to see it.
My eyes are open.
Then what about looking at this guy, Charlie?
Charlie's getting married.
I'm getting married.
Exactly. You're perfect for each other. You both know you already want to get married.
Tracy, stop, okay? Just stop.
I'm sorry, Anna. You know, I got a big mouth.
It's not you. I'm just a little emotional. I think lunch with my mom and Mrs. Allen didn't end.
Anna flops on the sofa.
I check into the plaza for 1 week and my whole life turns upside down.
Tracy looks elated.
What? You really do like this guy, don't you?
Haven't you heard a word I've said?
Yes. I've been listening. And I haven't seen you get this worked up since Danny Riches took Betty Del Vecchio to the prom instead of you.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I slept all night in that damn taffeta dress.
Tracy puts her arm around her best friend.
Oh. I just want what's best for you, you know?
I know.
I want you to know what love feels like in the pit of your stomach. What crazy love feels like, even if it's just for a moment.
Crazy love.
Yeah.
You ever feel it?
Yeah, once.
Tell me, okay, Casey.
I remember when we used to walk through the neighborhood, you know, and
I wish the whole world could see us together. We'd stop at Ray's Pizza and I couldn't even eat. I'd just stare at Tommy sucking down his Coke in two slices. Then he'd take me into his Uncle Tony's butcher shop. And he'd lean in and press up against me. Before our lips would touch, my lips would just quiver. Yeah, my stomach, you know, would ache and my heart would pound. I mean, I've been with lots of guys since, but I have not felt crazy love again.
What's Tommy doing now?
He gained 50 pounds. He's working in Jersey City selling lawn furniture at Sears.
Look. I know you don't like David. I know he's not Mr. Romantic, but he's good to me. I finally feel like I don't have to chase after someone, you know? It's not complicated. He's not complicated. All my life I've waited for this thing you call crazy love. I'm just willing to accept the fact that if I can't feel crazy, then at least I want to feel happy, okay?
They both have tears in their eyes.
I'm gonna marry David Allen. And I need you to be there. Okay?
Yeah. I'll be there.
Thank you. You're my best friend.
Partner, have a safe trip back to the burbs tomorrow.
I will. Like, take care of yourself. No, see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, good. And we'll have a couple of beers, and I'll teach you more about love.
Okay.
Hey, if you even think you love her, tell her.
I can't stop thinking about her. I mean, I'm just thinking crazy.
Could be. But what if she ends up being the one that got away?
Thanks, honey.
For what?
Rose knowing what to say.
Just don't let on and I'm an old softie. I'll have to shoot you where you stand. I got a reputation to protect.
Your secret's safe with me. Good luck with the bourbon lady, huh?
I'm telling you, Charlie, if I find out she shaves, it just might be a wedding.
That night in Anna's room.
Hi, David.
No, it's Charlie.
Oh. I just thought it was David. Hi.
Hey, Anna, can you come down to the front of the hotel?
Now?
Yeah, I mean, just for a while. It's our last night.
Our last night, Charlie?
Anna, please, I'll be in front.
Okay.
Downstairs, Anna spins through the revolving door and is astonished to see Charlie waiting there with a beautiful horse and carriage. Unsure at first, she then smiles and moves towards him.
I don't know what to say.
Well, say you'll join me for a ride with Max and Freddy. Freddy's the one with the blinders.
How can you resist Freddy, right?
He opens the door for her and takes her arm to help as she climbs in beside him. 5th Avenue has its trees bedecked in lights. And as the driver sets off, Charlie presents Anna with a bottle of champagne and pours two glasses.
What are we celebrating?
I'm celebrating meeting you. Care to join me?
That's very sweet, Charlie. But I have the sneaking suspicion this isn't the first bottle you've opened tonight.
It isn't. The first bottle was to get up the nerve to open this one.
Okay, to meeting me. And a toast to meeting you.
Cheers.
They trot into the park as they drink champagne.
So, did you have a good time today with your friend?
Yeah, we met at our old favorite hangout, Cha-Cha's.
Oh, I love his espresso and his mother's tiramisu.
You know Cha-Cha's?
Yeah, I lived nearby in McDougal for a long time.
I lived on McDougal for 20 years.
That's incredible. I moved out to Old Brookville a year ago because that's where David lives, but I still travel an hour by train every morning so I can still teach
at Bedford Street Schoolhouse.
How did you do that?
I just knew. I mean, I used to walk by that place every day on the way to the precinct.
So strange, Charlie. I mean, we must have walked by each other 1,000 times.
No. I never walked by you. I would have stopped.
What?
I would have stopped. I would never have kept on walking.
Their faces move closer to kiss. Anna shuts her eyes, but at the last second, she opens them and withdraws. They both turn away, embarrassed, and stare out of the windows.
When does Claire get back?
Tomorrow night, around 7. How about David?
I don't know. He's probably left a message at the hotel. We should probably go back.
Reluctantly, he agrees.
Back to the plaza, please.
They move on in silence, made all the more sad by passing the dazzling and beautifully lit tavern on the green. In the dark of his hotel room, Charlie has a visitor awaiting him, his fiancée.
Claire.
Surprised?
Yeah, very.
I closed the deal and caught an earlier flight. I missed you. I am sorry, darling, for leaving you here with everything.
She tries to kiss him and he freezes. He slumps onto the bed.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I had a really long day. You know, a lot of flowers and a lot of bands. A lot of decisions to make.
Well, I'm here now and we'll make the rest together. Make love to me.
What?
She pushes him back on the bed, removes her dress and straddles him. Slowly, Charlie responds and his arms fold around her. Early next morning, Claire is furtively dressing. Charlie wakes up.
I'm sorry, darling. Did I wake you?
No. Where are you going?
I got a call from Peter.
Oh, I didn't hear the phone ring.
It vibrates silly. I had it under my pillow. He wants to get a jump on the Rogers contract, so I figured since I'm already in the city, I'd look them over with him. You know Peter, he's such a stickler for details.
Wait. I thought he wasn't expecting you in until tonight.
I left a voicemail for him when I got in last night. Okay, I'm off. I will see you home by 6, I promise. What, Charlie? What is it?
She kisses him goodbye, but detects he is distant.
Ever think about when I was a cop and you were writing ads for Macy's?
Oh, God, Macy's.
And we'd order pizza and sit on the floor and watch TV. Mm. And we'd stay up all night figuring out ways to advertise toasters and pillows.
I haven't thought about those days in a long time.
It's those days that got us to this day, Claire.
What's this all about, Charlie?
I guess I just miss those times a little.
Well, I don't. I was making $25,000 a year, working 70 hours a week.
Talking about the pizza and the TV.
Well, I'll tell you what. This weekend, I earned more money than I did all year at Macy's. So when we get home tonight, I'll have Mercedes make us some Salvadorian pizza.
I like just plain John's pizza.
Well, they don't have John's in the Hamptons. I gotta go, Charlie.
She walks off, leaving him in bed and even deeper in thought. Anna is packing and reminiscing.
I spent much time reading windmills.
Charlie is packing too, but he now also has a manuscript which he takes from the typewriter and lovingly places in his case. Charlie watches from his window as Anna leaves the hotel and wanders into Central Park. The middle-aged janitor, while repairing the water-damaged ceiling, studies him watching Anna.
Hey, you know, you two look good together.
She's getting married.
When?
9 months.
Still have time.
Yeah, there's a catch. I'm getting married, too.
Hey, I thought Doris being a Catholic was a problem.
Doris?
Yeah, Doris, my wife. 26 years.
So it worked out. It was meant to be.
Huh. You gotta make it meant to be.
What do you mean?
Anyone worth spending your life with is worth fighting for. You feel something for the tub lady, Charlie?
Yeah, Mel, I do.
Have you told her?
Tried. I think she thinks I'm some kind of a heel. I mean, what kind of person would tell her I love you on the weekend she's planning her wedding?
Did you ever watch the Jerry Springer show?
Yeah, last night I almost became his next guest.
Look, Charlie, you could take a chance that she'll think you're a heel, or you could spend the rest of your life wondering about her.
I mean, I love Claire. But I'm in love with Anna. I'm not making any sense.
Charlie, pull up a chair, sit down.
Charlie is beckoned closer in a paternal manner. The two men sit at a table.
I was a sailor on a 3-day leave in Hawaii. I walked into this pub, and I met the most beautiful woman in the world. She was a naval nurse on a 3-day pass. And we spent the next 2 days together. And all we did was laugh. When it was time to leave, my heart was so broken, I couldn't even get the strength to pack my things. So I just left everything right there in the hotel and went back to my ship. And I stood on that deck, and I realized that I just couldn't live my life without her.
You and Doris have been together ever since.
No, her name was Kara. My ship sailed out for another 6 months, and I stood on that deck. You know, I watched that island get smaller and smaller. I tried tracking her down, but I could never find her. I love my wife. But it... day doesn't go by that I don't wonder about Kara.
The message is not lost on Charlie, who gulps and looks crestfallen. Anna ambles through Central Park in winter sunshine, her duffel coat wrapped tightly over jeans and boots.
No words are spoken. Boy comes back and acts as if everything is cool. Soon she's got him back up on a pedestal.
She stops at the fountain and produces a small bottle of wine and glass from her bag and pours a drink.
Love is blind. Love is so misleading. I see the light over the line, and I am sober. All that you serve.
As she sips the wine, she closes her eyes and dreams. Charlie appears and cautiously approaches her.
Don't you know it's not safe to close your eyes in Central Park?
Charlie.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
Closing my eyes probably wasn't the smartest idea. Have a seat.
He sits beside her on the edge of the fountain.
The bellhop at the hotel told me if I came to the fountain with a glass of wine and closed my eyes, I'd feel as if I were in Europe, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Did it work?
I don't know. I was halfway over the ocean when you showed up.
Maybe I should go.
No. No. Maybe we can try together. I mean, that is, if you're game enough to close your eyes.
I'm willing to live on the edge a little.
I don't have another glass, but you can drink from the bottle.
Just my style.
I thought so.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They take a drink and try closing their eyes, but feel self-conscious. They cheat and peek. They finally close their eyes and grow calm.
Have you landed yet?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Where are you?
Rome. Spanish Steps. Where are you?
Paris. Eiffel Tower. City lights below are amazing. You should see it.
I've always wanted to go to Paris.
Then come with me.
She opens her eyes.
Come with me. With your eyes still closed, come with me.
He fumbles for her hand, his eyes still closed.
I'm here.
How does it look to you?
She caresses his hand and stares at him.
I'm scared. I've never been up this high before.
Have you? I won't let you fall.
He looks at her.
I can't, Charlie.
Anna, there have been moments in my life that I wish I could have done over. When I saw you sitting here, I decided that this was not going to be one of them. So no matter what happens, at least I know I told you how I feel.
Charlie. Can you imagine what our lives would be like together? I would always be the woman you left Claire for. And you'd always be the man I left David for. Either way, happy or sad, I wonder about them.
Anna, do you believe there's only one person we're meant to spend our lives with?
Yeah.
And how can you be in love with two people?
A pained expression comes over Anna's face.
I don't think I am.
She sighs heavily, then turns her head away, her eyes betraying her words. Charlie remains on the edge of the fountain, close to tears, watching her leave.
Have you ever loved somebody so much it makes you cry?
He lowers his gaze and stares at the wine bottle and her empty glass. And he struggles to fight back the tears.
Have you ever tried to find the words for words to get you in the hall? But you don't know what to say.
Anna is wandering around her classroom of young children. Dressed in casual slacks and a blouse, she is lovingly helping her pupils with their painting and drawing. Charlie is sitting at a garden bench and typing furiously, totally involved in his novel. The manuscript is growing. Henry stands nervously in front of his peers at Alcoholics Anonymous.
My name is Henry. I'm an alcoholic.
He is finally telling the truth.
It's not my first time.
Tracy enters Barney's bar. She asks him if he has seen Henry, but he replies that he hasn't.
Have you ever closed your eyes this dream that they were there? And all you can do is wait for the day when they will care. Have you ever loved somebody?
Henry slobs out at home. Surrounded by pizza and coffee cups, one hand on the phone and the other holding Tracy's number, unable to bring himself to call her. Anna is outside the school saying goodbye to the kids on the school bus. One of them runs up to her and gives her a big hug. She notices a police car cruising by, and as she stares, her mind drifts. She grows sad and wraps her arms around herself. Time passes, and it is 1 year later. Anna is in the kitchen at school and takes her lunch to a table where she sits alongside a teacher who is engrossed in a book.
How you doing, Minnie?
Hi.
What you reading?
Oh, Anna, it's the sweetest story. I started reading it last night. I just can't put it down.
What's it about?
It's about this guy. He meets this woman, and he falls so in love with her.
That's not exactly a groundbreaker, Mindy.
Yeah, but they meet on the weekend. They're both planning their weddings.
Anna freezes, her banana halfway to her mouth.
What did you say?
They fall in love during the weekend. They're both registering for their weddings.
Anna sees Charlie's picture on the back of the book.
What happens at the end?
I don't know. I'm dying to find out. Oh, only 6 pages left. Hey, Anna, what are you doing?
Anna grabs the book and turns to the end.
Though it was only a weekend, it might as well have been a lifetime.
What, are you crazy? I just read 200 pages. You're killing me.
What I gained from knowing her was believing in myself again and realizing that, in fact, there was only one person I was meant to spend my life with, and that was...
Anna. Is it you?
Anna nods and bites her lip.
You gotta come to my last class.
You know, what you did was cruel.
I know, but I'm gonna make it up to you, I promise.
Okay. Go!
Thank you.
Anna runs off. Her colleague sighs, then looks aggrieved.
Hey! You took my book!
Anna goes straight to Tracy's hair salon.
Hey!
School out early today?
Anna struggles to find the words to begin.
He never married her.
Who?
Charlie. He never married Claire.
How do you know?
He wrote the book. He wrote about her whole weekend.
Yes!
What do I do?
What do you want to do?
I want to find him.
Wait, I'm going to go with you. Let me get my coat. Mrs. Goldberg. Mrs. Goldberg. Listen, I got to go. Chico's going to rinse you out when the buzzer goes off, okay? Yeah.
Old Mrs. Goldberg faints again.
Mrs. Goldberg. You know what? She's going to be right.
Tracy grabs Anna and runs off to the police station.
Hi. I'm looking for a police officer.
Well, this is where you'd find one.
He used to be a police officer. We lost touch, and I'm sort of looking for him. His name is Charlie Hudson.
Detective Hudson is on a call. If you want to leave him a note, I'll be happy to put it in his mailbox for you.
You mean he's back working here again?
Yeah, that's why he gets a mailbox.
Captain, where's he on call?
He points to his 3 stripes.
That would be Sergeant.
Really? You look more like a captain.
Really? He took a jumper.
A jumper? Where?
Broom. Sixth.
Thank you very much. Okay, come on.
Tracy continues flirting, but Anna drags her away. The desk sergeant looks puzzled and shakes his head as they leave. More police arrive at the scene. Charlie and Henry push through.
It's Batman and Robin are here.
About time, guys.
Yeah, if the subways were safer, we would have got here sooner, but we drove.
What do we got?
Got a young girl. Her parents are split up and she's scared.
The area is cordoned off as Anna and Tracy run through the gaping crowds. Charlie and Henry reach the roof. A young girl is on the ledge of the tall building. Charlie looks apprehensive.
You bring her in, Charlie.
Charlie looks scared as he edges towards the girl. The girl looks down at the gathering crowds and begins to weep. As Anna looks up, she spots Charlie creeping slowly towards the girl. He stops about 6 feet away from her.
My God, that's him.
Where?
That's Charlie, right there. He's right next to the little girl.
I'm Detective Hudson. My friends call me Charlie.
The girl is petrified and doesn't respond to him. Her feet are perilously close to the edge.
Well, we can stay up here all day together. I'm okay with that.
It isn't working. He looks to the heavens for inspiration and has an idea.
You ever wonder what makes a rainbow? Probably has something to do with the moon. It must be a mile wide.
She looks up at the sky and fixes her gaze on the rainbow.
It's a reflection from the sun.
It is? You learned that in school? I bet you have a lot of friends in school. I bet you're somebody's best friend.
Yeah.
You want to sleep over at our house tonight?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Okay. It's gonna be okay. Just take my hand, okay? Just take my hand.
Oh my God, it's okay, Anna. It's gonna be fine.
I just want to take you inside where you'll be safe. Will you let me take you inside?
She nods and reaches out.
Give me your hand.
Oh God.
I got you.
As she turns around, she slips and falls, but Charlie grabs her hand. As she dangles from the rooftop, Henry rushes forward to help. She is finally hauled to safety, and Charlie holds her tightly in his arms. The medics arrive.
It's okay. It's okay.
Welcome back, Hudson.
Go with him, sweetheart.
Anna and Tracy are at the cordon.
Detective Hudson's a friend of ours. Please, he would
please. Will you let us through?
Come on, thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to get you 2 donuts for this one. Come here.
Henry hugs Charlie. Down below, the girl is wheeled out on a stretcher to an ambulance. Henry appears to applause in the backslapping, but goes straight to his police car. Tracy is shocked to see him again.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah, this is Taylor. I got a young female, 97 age, to St. Vincent's.
56 at this time, 90 Henry, go.
10-4.
680 is 90, 10-4.
She walks over to confront him.
Tracy. How you been?
Suicidal for a day, you know, then fine.
He squirms as she stares at him.
I don't know what to say.
How about I'm gonna do the right thing and take cyanide?
No, it's not like that. I really had a great time that night. I just...
caught a bad case of schmuck and you forgot my number?
Oh, I know your phone number. I looked at it 1,000 times. I just got scared.
Bullshit. You know, I'm ashamed to even say this, but I went back to that bar where we met to look for you. You said you drank there every night. Was that bullshit too?
No, I don't go there anymore. I'm sober.
Yeah, I did hear they got robbed a few weeks ago.
I just wanted to get myself straightened out before I give you... You know, I picked up the phone 100 times to explain. I just... You know, I wanted to say something romantic.
Yeah, well, here I am, so give it your best shot.
What, here, now?
Here, now.
What, romantic?
Romantic, let's go.
He looks embarrassed, but gamely goes down on one knee.
In the deep of night, a star began to light.
my darkened world.
That star I know was you.
Tracy softens and smiles broadly.
That's nice, Henry. It's real nice.
When it doesn't rhyme, it means more.
Yeah. Okay, get up.
What?
Up, get up.
Henry stands with some difficulty.
So why are you so out of breath?
Chasing after you.
I gotta get you into shape. What do you do chasing after all those criminals?
I don't chase after them. I shoot them.
She laughs and comically fires an imaginary gun, but then looks lost for words. Henry leans forward to kiss her, awkwardly at first, but then with more confidence. Tracy seems uncertain, but then she responds and they kiss passionately. Charlie appears from the building to much applause. Anna is watching him. He sees her and their eyes meet. He looks quizzical and she shrugs her shoulders and looks apologetic. They walk towards each other, smiling, and as they embrace, he buries his face in her neck and clings to her. They stare into each other's eyes, and then their lips meet in a long, lingering kiss. Much later, and they are still kissing. Only now, they're at the altar. It is their marriage ceremony, and Father Fitzpatrick has just pronounced them man and wife. She is in a fabulous wedding dress and short veil, and he is in a tuxedo.
Was wrapped up in clover.
Tracy kisses and hugs Anna, while Henry slaps Charlie on the back. There are congratulations all round. The happy couple parade down the flower-strewn aisle, surrounded by well-wishers and family on all sides. They are blissfully happy and very much in love, and they beam ecstatically at each other, as if to say, "It had to be you." Guests gather about them as Anna and Charlie gaze out of the full-length windows at Central Park. The wedding is taking place in the Tavern on the Green. Anna's dream has come true. The glass building and the trees are ablaze with hundreds of thousands of light bulbs twinkling against the night sky. A fairy tale setting and the most romantic of pictures. The end.